Kai caught the shuttle over to the yard where the newly installed CCC was ready for calibration runs. Vanguard was shrouded in the vast bulk of a repair dock capable of handling a ship twice her size. Riggers were now rebuilding the hull around the inserted CCC. The interior of the ship was mostly aired up, and Kai could enter from the normal hatch. The ship looked different even on the route from the personnel hatch to the CCC. Kai had known that her former spacious cabin and office would be cut into quarters for more crew, but it felt strange to see hatches where none had been before. Where she had fought Gretna's intruders along the aft weapons deck passage, she now faced a bulkhead with a single hatch that looked much thicker than usual.
Now remember, I told you the CCC has hull-thick construction. Go on in.
Where are the connections to the ship systems?
Already covered. The brake frees are on the ship side. I can show you later if you want.
Inside, the CCC was every bit as cramped as they'd said, and smelled of freshly molded plastics and resins, machine oil, and an acrid bite from soldering just finished. Protective film still covered some of the screens and control boards. It looked too fresh, too clean, but that would not last the first 10 days' use, Kai knew. Soon there would be smudges, stains, the paths humans left behind them, wherever they worked and lived. Kai wove between the lumpy shapes of the armored stations for scan and communications and the intrusive bulk of the onboard Ansible to the command seat. It looked much like the one on Vanguard's bridge, except the shield that would close her in was opaque, a peculiar blue-gray.
I thought it would be translucent.
It will be, when you turn it on and choose that option. But it will respond to certain kinds of shock by going opaque. Doesn't matter, you still get the data. And what you're seeing there are the laminae for the displays. Go on, sit in it. I want to calibrate it for your size and weight.
Shouldn't I have my suit on?
Yep, your suit locker's by the hatch.
Kai suited up, wondering who had moved her personal suit from her former quarters, then eased into the command seat.
All right, now let your arms lie naturally on the armrests.
Dowich touched the controls of a remote. The chair seemed to squirm under Kai, gently lifting, falling, nudging.
All right, how's that?
Very comfortable.
Setting one. That's your default. Now look to the right. Good. And to the left. All right, now pretend you see something right in front of you that you want to point out. Yes, just that much movement. Now, I'm going to unlock it again. Lean back. You're tired. There's a break in the battle, and you need to relax. Shift, unkink your muscles. But you're not sleeping. Yes.
Kai leaned back, stretching her legs out a little. The seat moved, supporting her, easing her back.
Okay, I'm going to start the massage function. Now you tell me how much is too much.
In another 5 minutes, he had the seat support function set for her.
All right, now the displays. Now, I know you'll practice, but I want to take you through them first. Left hand, thumb knob. That's your translucency. Right hand, thumb knob. Lift and lower the canopy when it's not automatic. Now, if it won't open, there's a reason, so don't fight it.
Dowich waited until she nodded.
All right, now, lower the canopy.
Kai lowered it. In front of her, a dark field like space itself. She thumbed the left-hand control, and it faded until it was wholly translucent. She could see Dowich watching her.
How's the sound?
Very clear.
Good. And your scans can be chosen as the primary data from any of the stations, or as an integrated view of all of them. Now, I put a simulation in the CCC scan unit so we don't panic station security by setting off live scan this close. Now, scan controls are left-hand, communications are right-hand. You have armrest controls, but you can also choose point, touch, or gaze direction.
In front of her, hanging in the air, miniature scan screens came up. Kai switched from one mode to another. She could enlarge any screen. She could combine screens. In the simulation, the familiar acceleration cones, orange for approaching, blue for receding, showed ships in motion. She hunted through control hierarchies and found how to mark ship icons as enemy, unknown, friend.
How much of this can be controlled by my implant?
Well, probably all of it. We just need to get your implant and this set of subroutines melded. Now, if you find the visual background confusing, try reducing the translucency.
Kai thumbed the control again, and the canopy slowly darkened. The displays seemed brighter now, and she could still see Dowich. She continued until the displays seemed to hang in space as vast as that between stars.
All right, sound still good?
Fine. I've never seen anything this elaborate.
The command chair is based on what they use at Moray. You've got direct feeds for communication. We're still figuring out how to connect the onboard Ansible, though. It's easy in the other ships, but here we want to tie it into the one on the bridge, but have independent use optional.
Have you asked Toby?
Your cousin's ward? No, I thought he was still supposed to be restricted.
I can spring him, and he knows everything about Ansible hookups.
Fine, but for now, let's go over the safety features.
Dowich explained the conditions under which the CCC would close automatically from the rest of the ship, and when the command seat would seal. Temperature, pressure, acceleration, atmosphere. Some of those, Kai realized, would not be met unless Vanguard blew. She was not going to think about that. Back out of the command seat's enclosure, Kai called Stella and told her they needed someone, Toby for preference, right away, to link the onboard Ansible.
And while I have you, what about Ansibles for spares and to take to Moray?
You'd have to clear that with Moscow Defense. We're putting them in as fast as we can.
Stella started explaining more than Kai wanted to hear about the difficulties involved in tooling up for a complete new product and maintaining quality control as production scaled up through set points that required unit expansion. Kai tried to listen patiently, but finally interrupted.
Bottom line, how many units can we have?
Well, I just told you. It depends on Moscow Defense.
At least there, Kai dealt with someone who didn't want to explain everything, who had answers.
Ansible units for Moray. Sure, that's been dealt with at the policy level. Moray asked for a demo model, but will purchase enough for their new built ships and pay in ships. It's lucky your Slaughter Key contingent are privateers. They have more cargo capacity. For safety, we'd prefer to ship no more than 5 per vessel.
You're sending that many? What about technicians to install them?
Oh, there's a manual now. Standard format training materials. Anyone who can install a standard comm unit can do it. We're providing technical assistance as each is installed, and after that, each ship's communication specialist will be able to help install others at Moray. All you have to do is give the orders.
After the struggle to keep her few ships supplied, this seemed unreal. Surely it wouldn't continue. The rest of supply, food, munitions, water, cultures for environmental chambers, went almost as smoothly, but only because, Kai suspected, her newly commissioned supply division used the same tactics as they had in their privateer days. Gordon Martin on Vanguard had counterparts on all the other privateer ships and on the Cascadian ships committed to their fleet. Martin had not wanted to command supply. A Cascadian officer, Commander Michelle Moscow-Corian, held that post, and supplies poured onto the docks in what Kai considered astonishing profusion.
How are we paying for all of this?
One of Corian's bushy eyebrows rose, and a sly grin crooked the corner of his mouth.
Paying? Did you think you were supposed to pay for something?
Are you trying to give us a bad rep, Commander?
No, ma'am, never that. But when Moscow Defense tells me to be sure the ships are fully supplied, well, I'm just following orders, see? They didn't give me a budget, exactly.
A free hand, then?
Not exactly. More like, prove it's necessary. Anything doubtful, get approval for. Now, just between you and me, I might not have the same definition of doubtful that they do. And they know you're not trained by them. And over half your ships aren't ours, so we don't necessarily know what they need.
Did you ever consider privateering?
Me? My family would have had a fit. In this way, there's no question about the legality of what I'm doing.
It would be rude to suggest anything else, wouldn't it?
Yes, Admiral, it would. I'm glad you recognize that, because I would hate to see such a fine officer err in matters of professional courtesy.
I'll keep that in mind. I'm supposed to meet a Major Anson in about an hour, something about personnel transfers.
Bobby Anson? Oh, you like him. You need more crew, don't you?
Yes. She had been short of crew even before reaching Cascadia, where several more of the civilians on Shara's Gift and Vanguard had asked to leave. With need for a fleet staff and crew in the CCC, she'd had to ask Moscow Defense to help.
Yeah, you do you right. People are clamoring for a chance to be on your ship.
Zori spoke to Stella during breakfast. the day after Kai's visit.
I want to talk to my mother.
She had wakened with that thought foremost. Whatever her mother said to her, she herself had to try to make up for years of neglect.
Are you sure?
Yes. What Kai said, it's not all about me. I'm hurting her more by not seeing her. I didn't think of that. Is she at the house?
No. She's staying at Sprucewood. It's in the directory. She's been talking to her relatives, Zori, and she's had some disappointments. She wanted to move back down planet.
Where the family estate is. I don't want to. I don't want to leave Toby.
I don't think you need to worry about it. She'll tell you, I'm sure, but her family's being difficult. Something about your father in the estates.
Stella glanced at the clock.
I've got to get to the office. Feel free to invite her over here.
Zori stared at the contact number a long time before calling.